a new cycle. This was my 35th birthday poem, and of course the new cycle refers to, as you see, will refer to two things. A new cycle. My father buying me the bicycle that time was an unusual thing for him to do. He believed that a parent's duty meant the necessities: food, clothing, shelter, and music lessons. I had hardly dared to ask him for it, and I didn't believe he really meant to buy me one until I saw him take out the money and hand it over. $8 second hand, but newly painted and good rubber. And I couldn't thank him. A hug was out of the question with us. So I just got up on it and rode away shakily. And then I made him ride it. He didn't even know he was supposed to say it was a good bike. I rode off on it into a new life. Paper route, pocket money, dances in other towns where the girls found me attractive, and sexual adventures that would have made my father's hair stand up in horror had he known. Daddy, I can thank you now for the bike you gave me, which meant more to me than you knew or could have stood to know. I rode away to everywhere it could take me, until finally it took me to this nowhere, this no place I am now. I just passed my 35th birthday, the end of a second 7-year cycle and the beginning of a new one, and sure enough, I woke up the first day quite empty. Everything over, with nothing to do and no ideas for the future. Daddy, whom I now can hug and kiss, who gives me money when I ask, what shall I do with this life you gave me that cannot be junked like a bicycle when it wears out? Is it utterly ridiculous for a man 35 years old and graying to sit in his father's lap and ask for a bike, even if he needs one? Whom shall he ask if not his father? Daddy, darling daddy, please buy me a bicycle.